Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Keen Graham, founder and CEO of Monetize More. Keen is a serial entrepreneur. His most recent venture, Monetize More, he started it in 2010 with the goal of building a bootstrapped business that would dramatically increase the ad revenues of publishers. Over the last 11 years, he's perfected his proprietary ad optimization model and now increases ad revenues for hundreds of publishing networks in more than 40 countries. Today, he's going to teach you 9 lessons that he has learned from scaling a startup that's 100% remote to a business with over 200 team members.
Hi, my name is Keen Graham, and I'm the founder and CEO of Monetize More. Over the past 11 years, I've been able to grow Monetize More's 100% remote team from 0 to 200+ full-time team members. Today, I'll be sharing my 9 biggest lessons in scaling a thriving remote business. All right. Number 1, grant full schedule and location freedom. To get the real juice, the maximum benefit out of remote working, it's important for employers to offer full schedule freedom where they set their own schedules, they can work during any time of the day that they want, and they can live anywhere in the world that they want. As long as they have stable internet, they can work in an optimal fashion. They can work from anywhere. That is what we do at Monetize More, and that's why so many team members, high caliber team members, want to work for Monetize More. Because what we found is these other companies, you know, during the pandemic, they're trying to make this whole remote thing work out. They still restrict them to the 9 to 5. They still require them to work from the same city, even though they're working from home. And that takes out the greatest benefits of remote work, which is that freedom. So those team members are not as happy. They won't stay with the company as long. And as a result, the employee churn is going to be higher and employee morale won't be as high as well. You're just not really getting the full benefit of remote work within your team. Number 2, tailoring to customer culture and language makes a huge difference. When we were trying to grow internationally, we had some potential customers in Brazil that we were trying to convert into paying customers, and we just couldn't crack that nut. We tried to, you know, get on sales calls in English. We kind of approached them like we did for North American and, you know, Western European clients, and they just wouldn't convert. And then we hired a Brazilian salesperson, and he went after those same potential customers. And all of a sudden, they started signing up, because he spoke to them in the local language, Portuguese in this case, and he understood the cultural nuances because he's from Brazil. And we were able to sign up these large customers. And as a result, we saw this increase in sales conversions, and we started going after this market more. And we had way more traction by customizing to the culture and the language. We approached these customers completely different. We even hired people in support, in our actual ad optimization department. So every step of the way, they would be conversing with someone who spoke the local language and understood the culture. And then we started to do this for other strategic markets, and we saw similar type of traction. So that was an important lesson, that it is worth investing and focusing on the particular market by looking at the culture and the language and tailoring to that. And as a result, we've had some great traction in different markets and been able to expand internationally versus the more typical strategy we've seen from other companies where they use just that same approach for all the different markets. Maybe they'll get an office in that country and just use that same strategy. It's really important to tailor to each country. Number three, be border agnostic. This goes for hiring, but it also goes for running the team, promoting, because what we find is these other companies who are trying to make it with remotes, they have their kind of the city that they're in, you know, maybe they have an office, and that is how they see their in-house team. And then when they're trying to do this remote thing, they quote unquote outsource. And they outsource to all these different countries, and they consider that the outsource team. Like they're at arm's length. And that kind of gives the management the idea, it kind of restricts them from, you know, promoting those teams, for those team members to be in leadership roles, for them to be more involved. It's kind of like the lower priority team, and they essentially have a ceiling that they cannot break through. So to have this idea where you're outsourcing any of the teams outside of your headquarter country is really limiting their potential and a huge mistake. At Monetize More, we are border agnostic. We hire in any country, and any team member, no matter what country they live in, where they're from, they are part of the team. That is our in-house team. We're all team members. And they're just as equal, whether they're from Canada, US, Philippines, India, Russia, doesn't matter. We are border agnostic, and that has allowed us to scale to over 200 team members and significantly grow the company. Number four, have in-person company retreats. While we work very well remotely, meeting in person is still important. We've had several in-person company retreats in Philippines, in the Republic of Georgia, in Canada. And we found that these in-person meetings, you still have a lot of benefit that you get from them because you have those non-day-to-day discussions. We've had a lot of breakthroughs. You know, we've really bonded as teams. So having those in-person kind of retreats where you get together and really get to know each other at a different level, and then these great kind of ideas and motivation kind of come out of it, those are important. You know, they don't have to happen every day, but, you know, once a year, at least once a year, they're definitely worth it. There's a lot of positives that come out of it. Number five, don't limit people to virtual assistant roles. I see this in so many different companies, even 100% remote companies. And what you're doing when you're putting someone in a virtual assistant role is you're putting a ceiling over their head that they won't be able to break through. They're only a virtual assistant. This is something we haven't done in Monetize More throughout our whole history. We gave people specific roles. And if they thrive, if they're great examples of the culture, if they perform really well according to our key performing indicators, then they have the opportunity to be promoted and to continue to be promoted and thrive. Nobody is designated to a virtual assistant role because that will prevent them from reaching their potential. Number six, commit to remote. You know, be an in-office company or a remote company. We find when these companies, they try to do this kind of like hybrid, it usually doesn't really work out that well. And if you try to do this, it's just really important to commit to the actual remote communication to push projects forward. What we've seen is other companies, they will delay certain conversations, certain communications, certain projects because until they actually meet in person. None of this has to happen in person, whether it's a project, conversation, even the tough ones, performance reviews. Sure, they might be a little bit easier in person, but they can all be conducted in an effective manner being remote. So don't hold back on anything just because you're not in person. It can all be done very well remotely. Number seven, track everything. At Monetize More, we are very data-driven, and we found the more data-driven we become, the faster we grow, the more success that we garner. It's so important to track everything, especially when you're remote, because you can't leverage, you know, being at an office and just seeing people, seeing, you know, ask them, tap them on the shoulder and ask them a question. If they're actually showing up at work, you have to rely on the key performance indicators, otherwise known as KPIs. We track everything. We have KPIs for every single team. For the company, we track them every day. We have colors attributed to them. Everybody knows the KPIs, and it is transparent to everyone. We find this very important, and it gets our team members to be driven towards actually achieving results. This is a big part of our culture. Speaking of culture, number eight, live, breathe, and eat your culture. As a leader, as the founder and CEO, I have to be the best example of our culture and something I think about every day. Our top three pillars are reliability, enterprising, and Kaizen. And that's something that I embody. It's something that I exemplify. So if I'm not reliable, I do whatever I can to address it and make sure it doesn't happen again. I always make sure that I'm enterprising in any new project, any opportunity, to be innovative, to be, really utilize that entrepreneurial spirit. And for Kaizen, to focus on improvement. I want to improve myself, the other people around me, and our systems. I have to be the best example, and I want to encourage everyone to be the best example of the culture. And we reward those who are the best example of the culture through promotions. If they are very counterculture, then we use those to make decisions for terminations, and we let the other team know why we did that. And we give shout-outs. We give recognition for people who are great examples of the culture, and we say what particular aspects of the culture they exemplified. So keep that top of mind. And the last one, number nine, remote companies are more resilient. The pandemic was the best example of that. As you saw, companies were having a heck of a time trying to move forward, trying to figure out this whole remote thing when they're in office, and that's how they used to conducting business. As a remote business, Monetize More was able to thrive during the pandemic. We've received our highest growth we've ever seen, and it's because we've been able to continue as business as usual. However, remote businesses are resilient and more flexible in other potential issues. Our labor force is diversified across the globe. So, if something bad happens in one country, say if it happens in the country that we have our head office in Canada, we still have the majority of our team outside of Canada. You know, we are anti-fragile with this diversification. You know, we have resilience in our DNA. When something bad happens, we're able to bounce off of it and start talking about what the next steps are going to be. That's a really important part. And to be remote adds that level of flexibility to allow our team members to rally past it and be able to, you know, come up with the next steps and, you know, move forward.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but DeleteMe creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell DeleteMe what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And DeleteMe doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled in Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real, there are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.